Sunday, October 17th, 2004. Scratching out a much rested radio Zoom for you this morning. I feel much, much better. Slept for 6 hours yesterday afternoon. Got another 9 hours last night. The synapses in my brain are saying, thank you, Don. We are happy you got some tea. Thank you. I'm doing much better compared to the travesty that occurred the other night. If you listened to the last show, I've got a few websites to talk about, among some other things, but being that I tortured you with that last installment, I'm wasting no time, and you know what? We're going to get right into this. Let's see the Black Keys, and this is Radio Zoom. Comprised of only two guys, one drums, the other guitar, and sings. And that track was called Have Love, Will Travel. And that was off their album Freak Thickness. I always have a problem saying that, but it's kind of in the vein of 70s rock and roll. And I love it. TheBlackKeys.com is the website if you want to hunt down more about them. They've had a single or two make their rounds in the mainstream side of things, but that has to be my more favorite one of them all. So I know I've seen a video of theirs in Target, actually. That was kind of odd. But Fuse, I saw one of their videos on there for sure. And you know what? That's a little something I'd like to elaborate on, if I may. Because when Fuse first bust onto the scene of things, I thought, this is great. Someone is finally going to get the whole music video channel thing right. And for a short time, I was a believer, but then reality settled in. And after seeing the same set of videos for weeks on end, you get the idea that although they show more videos, there's really not much difference from corporate radio. because there's always seems to be a select group of videos that they always seem to play, be it Good Charlotte or some of the other ones escape my memory right now, but Good Charlotte being the one that's the most relevant in my mind right now. And this does vary from some of the shows they have. They have shows like Mixtape and stuff like that, those type of sorts. But you see a lot of the same videos for weeks on end until the playlist changed. It changes when someone else that, say a major record label would like to get their artists or group, promoted. And, it seems like it's about every, Tuesday that the playlists usually change. And of course, it's really the only place I get to see a lot of the videos of bands I like, but you're still better hunting down those on the web, because Fuse seems to be, they kind of vary their schedule, in terms of their programming schedule more than that I like, and more than what fits in my schedule, because Lord knows I'm a busy guy. But do you remember 120 Minutes? That was one of the few programs I was actually an avid watcher of during my early to late high school days. And they showed great videos and had some really great interviews and performances. Hello, performances? Does anybody do those anymore? But besides like Jay-Z and crap like that. And suddenly in the madness that was 120 Minutes, they just stopped doing live band performances. That took away all the goodness out of it. And to me, this was the early days of the corporate model that we have all come to know and loathe. And it's sad that so much has been lost from those days. And I know this makes me sound old, but Fuse somewhat has it right. But there's still something missing to music fans like myself. Where people like me, which I don't know, it's kind of scary to think that there might be other people like me, but we're obsessed with sound. We might not get into the craziness of Joe Blow, lead singer, just spit on me and, oh my god, I'm gonna die now. I don't get into that hoo-ha. At least not anymore. I mean, I would admit that when I was 15, 16, that was pretty cool, but then I got it pretty quickly. And just, these people are normal. They're more talented than I am. Music is the art of which we crave, and videos are a part of that, performances are a part of that, interviews are a part of that, and we've lost a lot of that. We've lost a lot of that essence in terms of radio and music television and videos. Now it's all about the flashiness and the face and the corporatization, basically. It's such an overly done argument, but that's what you get more of these days, is how hot are they and how marketable are they. And for people like me, we just want to know more about who it is that makes music, how they make their music, and how it sounds. I could really give less of a crap about the glitz and the glamour of it all. So with hope, someone somewhere down the line will get it right. Or else, I'm just going to take care of this myself, because somebody's got to do it, right? Keep on rolling here, because right now, I think I've got to do this. And let's see what Hey Mercedes can do for you and me, because they're playing your song, and they're doing it here on Radio Zoom.
Careful company in bed. heaven holds his hell so tightly, and never ever lets you see. The light can only go so high now, and our lives are all changing. Go around, son, keep your head on. Go get it, you're watching a walk away. Go around, son, run and run. Stereo's on and playing your song. Go around, son, keep your head on. Go get it, you're watching a walk away. Go around, son, run and run. Stereo's on and playing your fucking song.
Dig the Hey Mercedes. You can check them out over on HeyMercedes.com. The website, last time I checked, seemed like it hadn't been updated in a while, and I hope that's not bad news. Hopefully, they're still out there kicking and screaming. If you know otherwise, you can feel free to shoot me an email. They just came out with an album not long ago. Well, not long ago being, I think, within at least the last year. So, like I said, yeah, hopefully they're still out there touring and playing music. Yeah, and the way things kind of go, they could be in a bunker somewhere writing an album. Bands and artists seem to like to do that from time to time. It's time for a Radio Zoom look around the web. And I just have a couple sites that I wanted to make mention of on this Sunday morning. Things you can check out and things that I just would like to plug. And first up, you know, this is going to be odd. And I don't know how legit this is, but Ron Jeremy has a live journal, a blog by Ron Jeremy. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know if this is fake. I don't know if it's real. It was passed on to me by a friend, Lindsay. And I've read through it, and it is a very interesting read. You get the sense that, you know, good old Ron Jeremy isn't the most knowledgeable about this whole computers, internet thing. He's a few years behind, but I should also mention that if you don't know who Ron Jeremy is, well, he's a porn star. Now, known not for his looks, but for his abundance of talent. And I wouldn't say that it's because the guy needs to lose weight, because, you know, he does need to lose weight. He's getting a bit old, and that belly of his is getting larger than the other well-known parts of his body. But you can check this out. As I said, I don't know how legit this is. It's just one of those things that's kind of going around the internet, you know, kind of like this whole draft hoax thing. This could be just like that. It could just be fake. It could be a big lie. But anyway, you can check it out. Iron Jeremy is the name of the live journal, and livejournal.com/users/la_hedgehog. That's LE_HEDGEHOG. Even if it is fake, somebody's got some interesting pictures of Ron Jeremy. You know, I'm not talking about pornographic pictures. I'm just saying that he's... they've got pictures of Ron Jeremy that in his everyday life, which is interesting, very interesting. Another one, Closet Elvis returns, and if you're excited about it, like I am, I know you are, because you've all missed it dearly. It's a website chock full of made-up news and satire about things that are bound to offend or make you laugh. Satire not necessarily about real things going on in the world, maybe based on things that are happening in the world. Some of it's kind of made up, some of it's a takeoff on real events. And you might ask yourself, yeah, The Onion already did that, John, so why in the hell are you telling me this, man? Well, that's like saying, since there's a FoxNews.com, then why do we need CNN or MSNBC on the web? You get my point? You know, Closet Elvis Living, they've changed their name, they've kind of added the living on the end. It used to be Closet Elvis, now it's Closet Elvis Living. It once thrived a few years ago, but went away due to circumstances that I'm not really aware of, and they now return with a fresh outlook on life and are foaming at the mouth to get the party started, if you know what I mean. I also like to make mention of Closet Elvis Living because the Reverend Don Dealey, a good and great friend of mine, is the editor-in-chief. And I think this is what happens when extreme literal-type people and those with English majors decide that they want to put the website together or get a job. But you can check this out for yourself, celiving.com. And that is the Radio Zoom look around the web for this edition of Radio Zoom. Let's go ahead and sprint right into the next musical selection for today. Kings of Leon with the song California Waiting on Radio Zoom.
Thank you.
Leon on this Sunday edition of Radio Zoom. Those guys really keep it in the family. It's a four-piece setup with three brothers and their cousin. And it's music kind of in the same vein as the Black Keys. That song was called California Waiting, and that was off of their album, Young and Their Youth and Young Manhood. You can find out more at kingsofleon.com. You know, there used to be a time where I thought that California was the place that I wanted to be. And, of course, there was that voice of an ex-girlfriend telling me such things, and, you know, such is life. And I don't think there's anything truly wrong with California, but I think I would exist in a state of perpetual annoyance. I think the easiest way to really... it's kind of an odd comparison, but the easiest way to kind of explain that is that it's a lot like going grocery shopping. Now, see, I'm a guy who actually likes to cook, and I don't cook junk like grilled cheese and crap like that either. I like to experiment with foods that, you know, none of this junk out of a can. None of that crap. My mom taught me better than that. Anyway, this means that I wander to all parts of the store and, you know, getting all the yum-yums that I can get. Like getting eggs and, you know, ingredients, actual ingredients, versus take it out of a box and put it in an oven and ingest it. That's not me. Now, within 10 minutes of being at the grocery store, I'm ready to leave. Because I make a list before I go in there, so I don't waste any time. I get in, I get out, I get my stuff, I pay, I go home. It's kind of a love-hate relationship. I like being able to go and get what I need and think about all the neat dishes that I can cook, but then I'm ready to get the hell out of there. And to me, that's how I would feel in California. Annoyed by the pushy locals, cramped, hating the tourists, being hated because I'm some tourist who decided to stay, the smog. I visited, granted it was years ago, but I think I was 12 or 13 years old when I went out there, but if anything's changed, it's the fact that there's a hell of a lot more people out there, and urban sprawl, and, you know, more people means more smog, which means more crampedness, which means higher rent and higher cost of living, and it just doesn't seem like a place for me. Now, I firmly believe in saying, in the saying, never say never, because if someone offered me a job out there that paid well, I'd consider it for sure. However, at this point, I think that's what it would take to get me out there, and I say this because I'm seeing a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of former friends, a lot of them are heading out that way and from this area. Yes, idiots out wandering around in California, and I can see all of you listening that, you know, are from that area right now, rolling your eyes like, oh great, here come more. You know, what's interesting though is we had a group of people on a show that we do at the station the other day, and they all did, or at least some of them, I'm not sure how the organization kind of works or whatnot, but they did the Hollywood thing, and one of them was actually a regular on Melrose Place, and he decided with his wife to move back to Burlington, Iowa, and she was originally from Iowa, and he dragged her back kicking and screaming, and they have started a film production company in Iowa, and this, the first picture is due out the first part of next year, and it's a kind of a horror flick, kind of a thriller of some sort. I'm not exactly sure, but the way he was describing it, you know, the whole production of it all and everything, it was pretty interesting. And they're still getting the whole business off the ground, and it's a very neat development of sorts. And technology these days, this just kills me that, you know, it doesn't dictate that California has to be the center of all things. And if you want to check out this production company, it's it's hard to spell. It's not easy to say either. MississippiFilms.com. So you can check them out. But I think it's very interesting that somebody's trying to market the Midwest. And I think there's a lot of things you can do out here. It gets very cold in the winter. Like today, it's cold, and I'm actually a little bundled up inside, but in my apartment, that is. But I don't know. I wouldn't say that this is the place where I want to always be or necessarily is the greatest place on the face of the earth, but you know what, and I agree with Jim on this fact, is I can drive 5 minutes and be far away from anyone and everyone and scream as loud as I can and nobody's going to hear me. Well, that's not necessarily true. Urban sprawl is happening out here too. But that's Radio Zoom for this Sunday. I'm going to get into the shower and head down to the station for some free food. Well, I mean, you know, head in and check to make sure everything is going okay technically for the fun drive. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And get some food while I'm there because it's free. And so, going ahead and leaving you with, on this Sunday, I'm going to leave you with some of the Doves. And this song is called Cedar Room. It feels so good to have slept so well. Thanks for sticking with me. If you made it through the last show, I'll check you later. Adios. Thank you. Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.